96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Three days and counting until another historic presidential inauguration. And whether you voted for him or not, there's no denying that, as recent polls suggest, President-elect Donald J. Trump has the lowest rating of any president entering office in 40 years. So what does that mean for attendance at Friday's inauguration? Are you going? Are you going to watch? Why or why not? Well, that's what we're asking tonight. And to help us with some perspective is Dr. Greg Carr, Chair of Afro-American Studies here at Howard University. And we want to hear from you tonight. Are you going to attend the inauguration? Why or why not? Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can post on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at H. Fisher, WHUR. Dr. Carr, how are you?
I'm fine, Brother Harold. How are you, brother?
I'm doing just fine. Are you going to the inauguration? I guess I'll ask you first.
I am not.
You're not. Why not?
Well, I'm not going, frankly. Hold on. I'm not going, frankly, because I agree with John Lewis. Donald J. Trump is not a legitimate president. I don't mean that he wasn't certified by the Electoral College, although there are real legal issues as far as I'm concerned that are outstanding. But I mean for the reasons that John Lewis articulated. Namely, there was foreign influence and interference in the election, and that's enough for me to stay away from a ritual that is all about normalizing something that should not be accepted as normal.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, no, no. I would go on to say that that's one reason I'm not going. But the main reason, and mind you now, my mother, my 87-year-old mother came up for Barack Obama's inauguration. And in 2000, for his second inauguration, my whole family came. And I went down to George W. Bush to participate in the protest in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very much about historical moments, as you know. I mean, this is, we're supposed to bear witness. But the main reason I won't be bearing witness to, let me get a little bit more situated. Okay. The main reason I won't be bearing witness to Donald Trump, has nothing to do with the question of legitimacy or illegitimacy, and everything to do with his openly racist, campaign for the White House. I mean, this is a man who for 5 years, asserted that the current president of the United States, Barack Obama, was not born in the United States, who fanned the racist flames of the worst elements of the American population, who rolled them into office and then ensconced an open white supremacist in terms of Steve Bannon as his senior advisor, who has flouted every spirit and letter of every law involved in the federal government, from refusing to divest in his businesses because, as he says, he's the president, the law doesn't apply to him, to flaunting his nominees, flaunting the ethics requirements in terms of the filings, so much so that the head of the ethics office did something that is unprecedented, had his own press conference announcement,
right,
where he talked about the fact that Trump is in violation, his nominees are in violation. In other words, I won't be going because this is not, this cannot be normalized.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter your political persuasion. I would think that any American citizen or anyone who calls themselves supporting American democracy would not bear witness to something that is not only precedent setting for exploiting of the law, but that really speaks to the worst elements. Finally, I'll say this, Harold. I'll just say this very quickly as an introductory point. Donald Trump won a minority of the American electorate. He won fewer votes than Hillary Clinton of those who voted, and the majority of Americans eligible to vote did not vote. So you're talking about someone who is entering office with less than one-third of the American voting population supporting him, and whose approval ratings are below 40% and really hovering in the mid-30s at the onset, when normally new presidents or president-elect get a bump after the election. So we're talking about somebody who, in other words, for me not going, seems like I'm with the majority of the American people.
It's interesting, or at least one could argue with the majority of Democrats or majority of progressives, because, as you mentioned, Congressman John Lewis from Georgia, at last count, there were 60 Democratic members of the House that have joined John Lewis in publicly saying that they are boycotting the inauguration on Friday. Do you think that this has more to do with John Lewis, or is this about people just needing a push from some iconic or leadership figure to have them do what they were going to do anyway?
Well, that's a great question, Harold. I think a couple of things. Of course, we know that John Lewis did not attend George Bush's inauguration, so there's a political element as well.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it's not unusual for members of Congress, all members of Congress, not to attend a presidential inauguration. There's that as well. And, of course, as you say, there is the party politics. Certainly Chuck Schumer, who is now the leader of the Democrats in the United States Senate, and in some ways the kind of bellwether and leader of the Democratic electorate, the federal electorate, and at any rate, has kind of is pursuing a kind of fold your arms and you broke it, you bought it position.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. There's the politics. But I think it's larger than that. We're working without a map right here, Harold, I really think. By that, I mean with the attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare that are coming up, what you're finding is, and I think you saw that unfold yesterday in some of the protests around the country, there are a number of people who either did not vote or who did not vote Democratic who are now beginning to realize the impact that these political extremists in the Republican Party, the impact they may have if they get their way with some of their agenda that they've been pushing over the last 8 years. And so I think staying away from what is completely a ceremonial event, there'll be no legislation, there'll be no force of law. Staying away from this ceremonial event really is an opportunity for individuals to send a signal that this is not business as usual.
Okay.
And I think there'll be a handful. It's interesting you say 60 now, approaching 60, because that just about doubles the number that had said they weren't coming around this time yesterday.
Yeah. There were 40 yesterday, and then there was a huge push. There were some members of Congress from Arizona, several from California. They just really started rolling in, including last night a freshman congressman, Anthony Brown from Maryland. So, yes, there are several, and there are others that are on the fence. I want to go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Are you attending the inauguration on Friday? Are you going to watch? Why or why not? Let's talk to Mike calling from Baltimore. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
The reason why I'm not going, because there's not going to be a history in the making. It was history in the making when Obama became president, but it's not going to be no history in the making when President-elect Trump gets into office. And, I think what he did as far as him running for president was to get back at Obama when he tried to run and he lost. So now he's just getting back at Obama saying, okay, now that you were president, I can come and do the same thing and be a president too. But not knowing anything about the politics, not knowing nothing about the world, and the world that we live in, the people, I don't understand why they even voted for him, because he doesn't know anything about the world and what's going on. And then all the cabinet members that he's electing aren't political anyway. They don't know nothing about the politics. So it's going to be a crazy situation. And all the cabinet members that are boycotting, that's good they're boycotting, because he doesn't know anything. He's not going to know what to do. Yeah. And what the business that he's doing now, he should have stayed doing that and let somebody else get into the office that knows the world, that knows what's going on, and that can cater to people that need the benefits and the health care and everything that Obama was doing to continue the legacy that Obama was developed.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the inauguration on Friday. Are you going to go? Are you going to stay at home? Are you going to watch it on TV? Why or why not? Andrea, calling from Upper Marlboro, what's on your mind?
No, I am not going, and I actually have to go through D.C. to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going. I don't even need to see the nightmare that's about to unfold with this man. I just can't believe. I just want to wake up every day and be like, "Oh, psych! It's a bad joke."
But why specifically, Andrea? Why are you deciding not to go?
Okay. Well, for one, I don't feel like he should be our president. I mean, everyone complained about Obama showing his birth certificate. Well, can you show us your taxes? And then why is he even our president? He's had 3 bankruptcies. He keeps talking about make America great, but half of his wives are not even from America. So wait a minute. How are you so I'm going to make America great, but you get mail order brides? So he has mail order brides. He's never produced his taxes. He's had 3 bankruptcies. I mean, and then he has a Twitter account that he's so irresponsible with and is so negligent and so hurtful with. And so why is he even president? I mean, he makes our country look so poor among the rest of the world with all of his. And you know things are bad when Fox News won't even support him anymore.
That is a very interesting point, Andrea. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Are you going to the inauguration on Friday? Why or why not? James calling from Alexandria. No, Arlington. You're calling from Arlington. What's on your mind, James? Are you going or not?
Yes. First of all, good evening, Harold. And I always want to thank you for all of the real great subject matters that you always come up with.
Well, thank you so much. It's definitely a team effort with the WHUR news team here. So, James, tell me, are you going to go or not?
Well, I'm not going to go simply because I'm going to be busy. But if I had the opportunity, I would. I would just like to reach out to each and every American that it's dangerous when we try to ignore ages and tradition of our system. That our system of government is by the ballot box. I believe that the American people have spoken. I think we should all come together as Americans and stop embarrassing ourselves to the rest of the world. I mean, it's becoming so embarrassing. The whole world is watching. With the media age and the technology, things are so crystal clear and crystal cut. Like even this program, you'll be surprised how many people around the globe are watching. We've become a global village. And it's embarrassing. I think we should rally around and respect the election. We should respect it instead of trying to tear down carry on a witch hunt on Trump. Every little thing he does, every little, if he leaves his shoestring open. I mean, if we can't, my thing is, even as Christians, our job should be to support and help. And if where we can help, we help.
Okay.
If I can't help you, I'm not going to hurt you.
Well, James, thank you so much for your input. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the inauguration on Friday, January 20th. Are you going to attend? Why or why not? And by the way, a programming note, of course, WHUR News will be covering this inauguration as we do for each inauguration. So definitely stay tuned for reports during the course of the day on Friday, January 20th. We're going to take a quick break. If you're on the phone, Sandra from Dumfries, Judith from D.C., Maryland from Virginia. Hang on. We're going to get to you in just a bit. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back with this conversation in just a few seconds.